Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Our look at National Trails Day continues now as we head on out to Valley Forge National Historical Park, where in 1977-1978, about 1,200 men spent months in tents, cooking on open fires, hiking and preparing their gear for a revolution. This original encampment, this June 3rd, we'll see another gathering of campers and hikers who celebrate the freedom of our open places as the 14th annual National Trails Day continues here on the Wildside News. With over 1,000 celebrations of National Trails Day occurring across America this June 3rd, there's plenty of time to make plans to attend. We visit just one of the gathering places as we head on over to one of America's founding lands, Valley Forge National Historical Park. National Trails Day is coming up on June 3rd, and we're covering this amazing event that has activities happening all across America, over 1,000 activities in every state in the Union. Right now, we're going to find out about something that's happening at the Valley Forge National Historical Park. Joining us to talk about this and tell us what's planned is Ernestine White. Ernestine, welcome to the Wildside News.
Well, thank you.
How are things out there today?
Today, it's very beautiful. It's sunny. The weather is perfect.
Great. You've been with the Park Service for a while. Right now, you're the volunteer coordinator at Valley Forge. You have something planned for June 3rd, National Trails Day. As a matter of fact, you have a lot of stuff going on. Quite a busy day.
Yeah, we have an excellent schedule. The park has, again, teamed up with Eastern Mountain Sports. We've been working with Eastern Mountain Sports since 2004 and planning activities for National Trails Day. And this year, for the first time, Unilever has joined us as a sponsor. So this year, Valley Forge is working with Eastern Mountain Sports and Unilever to plan activities for National Trails Day.
Well, I've read about your activities that are planned on the American Hiking Society's website related to National Trails Day, and it sounds like people are going to find a lot going on in Valley Forge on June 3rd.
Yes, they will. There will be all sorts of activities, some educational, fun activities, as well as an opportunity to get your hands dirty and help us with some volunteer projects preserving the trail system at the event. So we will have some educational clinics planned that will be presented by Healthy Parks, Healthy Living, which is Lipton's Live Well Challenge, Delaware Valley Orienteering Association, Leave No Trace, Eastern Mountain Sports have many clinics planned, kayaking, intro to kayaking, bike demos, basic bike maintenance, and demo hikes. So they have a lot of educational clinics planned, as well as some hikes that the park is planning. And again, as I said, an opportunity to volunteer to help with doing some trails maintenance.
So actually something for everybody. You can just come out and enjoy a nice hike.
Yes.
As well, you can learn about gear. Sounds like you can get in the water and try out a lot of different gear.
Exactly.
From EMS in particular. Obviously, one of the things that really makes National Trails Day succeed is the extraordinary number of volunteers who are out there really doing things that otherwise a lot of staff people who are stretched so often in the national parks and other parks and systems can't take care of. And I understand you've got friends and volunteers at Valley Forge National Historical Park.
Absolutely. Our trail system alone has 90% of it is being maintained by volunteers from such groups as Appalachian Mountain Club, Boy Scouts of America, school groups, universities. So without the help of volunteers, that resource would be in trouble. We definitely appreciate all the work that the volunteers do for us at the park in helping us to preserve the trail system.
Someone wants to become a volunteer, what should they do?
If they would like to become a volunteer, they can, again, visit our website or contact me, Ernestine White, at 610-783-1065.
Well, you're a great spokesman for this event. I wish I was out there because it sounds like a really terrific time. You've done a great job in helping to organize this.
Oh, man, this is going to be fantastic. We have, for the first time, all of the regional Eastern Mountain stores involved in our event. Usually we work with one store.
Wow.
So this year the district decided they wanted all the stores to participate. So that is big for us. And we have a lot of great environmental organizations and other healthcare organizations that I just think that are going to add, contribute so much to the event, as well as having Lipton tea. And we do have some fun educational opportunities for the volunteers. And we didn't talk about the rock climbing wall and having a radio station MC in the event as well.
Oh, cool.
So that's what we will have happening. So we just need sun.
Yeah.
No rain. So, you know, because it traditionally rains on Trails Day. Last year was the first National Trails Day where we had sun, and I just wanted to take a picture of the sky.
Best come prepared in case it does decide to...
This is a rain or shine event.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So come prepared in case it rains and still have lots of fun.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about Valley Forge Park. First of all, how big is the park?
Valley Forge Park is about 4,000 acres.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, Valley Forge is a legendary name in American history. For those people who have kind of forgotten about exactly the significance of that, tell us a little bit about what the park is about.
Valley Forge National Historical Park educates present and future generations of Americans about one of the most defining events in our nation's history by preserving the natural and cultural resources that commemorate the encampment of the Continental Army at Valley Forge in 1777 and 1778.
Now, you've preserved a number of the historic buildings and battlefields at the park?
Yes, we actually don't have battlefields. Valley Forge, can also be known as the first American boot camp.
Yeah, that's
basically
really
a training ground.
That's really what it was. That's correct, yeah. And do you know how many troops were stationed there when they were going through their training, which was very rigorous?
Yes, I believe there was over 1,200.
Mm-hmm. This was the first time that these troops had to be organized. I believe there's even some of the artifacts that belonged to George Washington on display there.
Sure, we have a museum that have artifacts that are one of a kind that you will not see anywhere else in the United States. So we do have some artifacts that relates to the encampment.
Is there camping available?
There is no camping on the grounds here at Valley Forge. However, we do have some camping sites that are very near to the park. They would have to camp somewhere else and then commute maybe 20 to 30 minutes to Valley Forge.
I know that you've worked a lot on trails as well. What can you tell us about the trails at the park for people who want to take a little hike?
If they want to take a hike, what's great, this year for the first time we've again started bike tours so they can rent a bike and they can visit the park that way. Our trail system is open up for equestrians, hiking. We do have several different types of trails. We have the Joseph Plum Martin Trail, which is a 6.5 mile trail that leads you through the historic areas in the park. And also we have non-paved trails, some hiking trails that go through some of the steeper, I guess we would say mountains. I would hate to say mountains, but we do have some hiking trails that are a bit challenging, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have trails that are along the Schuylkill River as well as Valley Creek, which are beautiful trails providing scenery of the water and that sort of thing. There's various different ways that you can experience the park. We do have a tour where you can do it in your car. We give you a cassette or, I should say, a DVD, and it's about a 45-minute ride, and it talks about the history of the park. Or you could do a bike tour. There's walking tours, ranger-led walking tours. And also, you can go on your own with a map and just experience the historic areas on your own, hiking the trails. to the park.
Also, there's water activities in terms of the river itself and kayaking. What is this challenging, or is it kind of gentle water? What can people expect who might do the kayak trip?
Yeah, the kayaking is going to be basic. It's going to be, we're going to have some experts from Eastern Mountain Sports. Actually, Eastern Mountain Sports have a kayaking school, so they'll have some of their instructors there.
Oh, great.
And they will help instruct people, the visitors that come out to the event, on how to properly use kayaks. And they'll keep it very basic, so someone who's not very familiar will feel very comfortable using the kayak.
I know a lot of times these corporate sponsors really put on quite an event. Tell me more about some of the things that are happening on National Trails Day on June 3rd.
Yeah, one great thing that we're doing, we have Healthy Parks and Healthy Living, which is presented by Lift and Live Well Challenge. And what they're going to do this year is they're creating a post that commemorates the event at Valley Forge and a T-shirt. They're doing T-shirts for us as well for all the participants and volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern Mountain Sports every year always has wonderful giveaways. They give away trips, as well as gear that range up to $500. We'll have organizations like healthcare organizations like the YMCA, Gold's Gym. We'll have chiropractors there. We'll have other environmental and conservation organizations there. And all of these organizations have giveaways for the public at the event. Some fun stuff that they can give away, educational things as well.
Well, it's always great to come to an event like that, particularly for local and regional folks, because they get a chance to see what's really going on. They learn a lot about their region, meet a lot of good folks. As a park worker, I think you know this, you're blessed to work in a park because some of the most amazing people spend their times in the parks. I've worked in parks myself, and people just really like to get along and have a great time.
Yes, and I find National Trails Day to be an excellent event for us to partner with other conservation healthcare organizations to present educational and fun activities, you know, basically focusing on the benefits of trails. So it's always great to work hand in hand with other organizations in the community to provide great opportunities for the public.
Now, for people who want to find out how to get to Valley Forge National Park, give us a kind of a visual map. What's the best way to find it?
Well, the best way, you can either go from Philadelphia, you can use the Schuylkill Expressway, I-76, or the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And Pennsylvania Turnpike, which is 276, I-276. If you're using the Pennsylvania Expressway, you want to get off at the Mall Boulevard exit. And everyone knows about the King of Prussia Mall. So you're going to take the Mall Boulevard exit. And at the end of the ramp, you make a right and continue straight through about six traffic lights. And you're right at the Welcome Center entrance. So you're right at the park's entrance there.
Now, Ernestine, for people who want to find out exactly what's going on and how to contact you folks, what's the best way to do so?
The best way would be to visit our website at www.nps.gov/VASO. So that's www.nps.gov/VASO. Or you can call our Welcome Center at 610-783-1077.
I have to assume you have the classic National Park Service email, Ernestine_White@nps.gov?
Yes, and that would be another way that you can find out detailed information about the event or about volunteer opportunities at the park or any other educational programming that we are planning this summer.
So when do things get started in the morning and how late they're going to go at night?
Well, they get started at 9 a.m. and continue and go through to 3 p.m.
Well, Ernestine White, volunteer coordinator at Valley Forge National Historical Park, I want to thank you so much for all that you're doing to bring about and promote this extraordinarily great time on June 3rd, National Trails Day at Valley Forge National Historical Park. Thanks a lot, Ernestine.
Well, thank you for giving us an opportunity to share information about the event that we're doing here at Valley Forge.
Thanks so much.
Well, thank you for this great opportunity.
Summer's coming. Now go on out and have some fun.
This is Sidney Wildsmith saying adios until next Thursday or anytime on the archives when your voice of the earth returns here on the Wild Side News. Thank you.